Welcome to a brand new month. We are running a brand new 30-day challenge inside the Juno app. It is really special and sacred. It is what you are ready for. It is a 30-day challenge of rebirth. 30 days of becoming who you are, what you stand for, what you are ready to reveal into your life. It's a wonderful opportunity to join us for the practices of a new mindset shift and a new sacred practice that you commit to each and every day. And how this particular challenge works is we have set it up as very much self-directed. You can do this on your own. You will certainly want to get the PDFs that accompany this challenge, that explain it, that map it out for you, and you've got a beautiful habit tracker included in this offering. You can do the challenge in one of three ways. It's designed to have you choose a new sacred practice and mindset shift each and every day for the first 10 days of the month, or whenever you start the challenge. The next 10 days of the month, a new sacred practice and mindset shift you will choose to focus on for those 10 days. And again, in the final 10 days of the month, you choose another important sacred practice and mindset shift that you want to work on. So at the end of the month, you have six beautiful new habits and behaviors and ways of being that you have birthed into your life. Another way to do this challenge is to continue from the first 10 days onward so that you are practicing your new sacred practice and mindset shift for all of the 30 days of the month and for whenever you begin the challenge. And the third way to do this, any of those combinations, plus carry it forward. We know from the research that it takes between 3 and 4 months to develop a new habit. 30 days is actually a great start. It is enough time to get you in the habit of what you are working towards. And then the hope is you carry that forward until the habit feels automatic, like a part of your life that is quite natural. And so my hope is for any of these new sacred practices and mindset shifts that you've committed to, you will carry them forward long beyond the 30 days and all for your benefit. I will share with you the two that I have chosen for the first 10 days of the challenge, hopefully to show you that they can be very simple and yet profoundly important as you make the commitment each and every day to do the practice. My sacred practice for the first 10 days of the month, and I know I'm going to be continuing this because it is something I want to have as a permanent part of my life, is a 15-minute evening meditation practice. Now, I do practice meditation in the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon. However, I want to create a consistent minimum 15-minute practice just before bed so that no matter how tired I am or how busy I am, I give attention. I make time for, I hold importance to this 15-minute practice of meditation because I know how valuable it is as the last thing I do before closing my eyes to sleep, to release the day, to set intentions for the next day, to reflect. Sometimes my meditation practice will be just that. It'll be reflection, introspection. So that's one. Wish me luck. I know I'm going to do that. And the second, the mindset shift I've chosen is very interesting. For the first 10 days of the month, and again, something I know I'm going to continue with because I already feel how important it's going to be. I'm going to practice as a mindset shift the idea of silence. Now, silence in place of needing to jump in, to have a word, to give an opinion, Not with clients. Client practice is different. Of course, I'm not going to be silent except when I'm listening to you. But silence in the rest of my life. Silence when my neighbor who walks every morning goes off on a long tangential monologue. And I just want to walk. I just want to keep going. So silence to hold the space for him to share. And silence for people in my life to vent or to get angry or to be sad. Just silence. Silence as a way of honoring their expression. Silence as a way of showing interest and listening. Silence as a kind gesture to honor their being. That's my mindset shift. You know, for so many people, a mindset shift is changing the way that they think into greater sense of positivism. That is one that many of us may choose. The practice there is noticing when you are less positive and then taking a moment to reframe your thoughts. That's a very, very important mindset shift. And there are many others. I just wanted to give you some examples. There are some examples also in the PDF that you'll receive. You'll have to just click the link in the description and you'll be able to download it. And the third page of this PDF, I know you're going to love. It's something very special we're offering. It is a reflective guidance calendar. Every day of the 30 days of the challenge, again, whenever you begin is when you begin. There are beautiful, meaningful guidance questions, reflective questions that encourage your journey, that encourage your rebirth. Let me read a couple for you. Day 8, the reflective guidance prompt is, what new ways of being are emerging? So it invites you to reflect on the month thus far and what you are noticing emerge of the changes you are practicing. And day 14, the reflective guidance prompt is, name the behaviors I will replace with ideal actions today. So again, it gives you a little bit more to look at of yourself and of what you are doing to rebirth, to invite in the newness that you are becoming. I can't think of a better opportunity for those of you who are already doing inner work, who are inviting personal growth into their life, who are masterfully connected to their spiritual practices, but to take the 30-day challenge with us. And you will want to, I do hope, download the Juno app if you don't already have it. Each day we're going to be posting in the community. It is free to download the app and join the sacred community we have built. Share your work, your challenge practices, how you're doing, ask questions, get support, and you will also have the resources of the app itself, beautiful guided meditations, wisdom notes and wisdom teachings, therapy best practices, and so much more. So there you go. Now, having said that, today's first opening meditation in this series of this 30-day challenge is a meditation on the journey of rebirth. Even if you're not planning to do the challenge, I invite you to listen on. Dive into this meditation with me. Let yourself be open to where your subconscious takes you and to be willing to invite in the beautiful messages and impressions that you receive. I invite you to get comfortable and settle into a posture where you can hold stillness for the next several minutes. We will be about 15 or so in the meditation. And to begin, as you close your eyes, I'd like you to think about something that you have been working on. Maybe it's a change that you've really wanted to make for a time and maybe have struggled with for it to be a long-standing change. Or a change that perhaps you are seeking to thrive in, even though it was imposed upon you. What is something that you are working on? When you are doing the inner work of self-discovery, acceptance, self-esteem, growth, healing, there comes a time in which you want to reveal all this good work. You want to birth it into the world, rebirth what you have been living and what you are now able to be. All of which finds its way into your outer life and to the discovery of what brilliance you will live in now. With this in mind, imagine now that you are on a path. It could be a path that you walk in your daily life. It could be a path that you imagine, a walk in a deciduous, lush forest, a walk near the sea. Perhaps it is a metaphorical walk and a dreamy, magical place of imagination. As you walk on this path, see the results of your hard work. The journey of becoming, the journey of improving the self through effort and action and heartfelt desire, patience, deliberate free will, all towards the new life and the new possibilities of living as you wish. Hold in your mind's eye your ideals, the change you seek, that you are ready to reveal. Think about what you are working on. How can you rebirth this now in your life? Along the path, you arrive at a place where you are ready. The new beginnings, the revival, the process of becoming that you now can be. Notice all of the skills and tools. The experiences. The practice. The effort. the knowledge you have. Your resilience. Your discipline. Imagine everything that you have in support of you. As you are ready to showcase your change, your growth into your life. The path leads you to a sacred threshold. It is invisible and yet is clearly a mark to which, when you step beyond it, it is your initiation of a rebirth. All of the moments collectively, the dreams, the goals, the work, and the practices of living a new way of life that are yours. You have them. Your rebirth is a resurgence, a rising again into life, a renewed beginning. Everything you need all that you have all that you have been working towards Allow yourself to step forward. Everything that you need is with you. All that you left behind no longer serves you. All that awaits is a remarkable building of so much more. And then life begins anew in its perfect evolution. Let yourself step forward over the threshold in the timeless grace of forever. you have rebirthed into now. You are here. You are free. You are ready. Stand tall in the presence of now and in the feeling of arriving into this new chapter, new moment, new evolution of life before you. As you imagine yourself over the threshold, anchor the feelings you hold. Feel your power. You are ready. You are home. What have you rebirthed? As you continue to anchor the feelings in your being, holding the power of this rebirth, know that your threshold lives at the side of your bed. Each morning as you awaken, as you first step foot onto the floor, you cross the threshold. It is there. It is your reminder. You have rebirthed yourself. Each and every day for the next 30 days, and as long as you choose, step forward, rebirth into the rebirth of your life. You are ready. Namaste. Thank you so much. I invite you to listen again to this very special meditation. There will be many opportunities to rebirth. All of the work you are doing, all of the change you seek, needs to come forward into your life in consistent ways. This is your rebirth. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside and sending you great love. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at dorothyzonorijuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being and to transform
to heal and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.